Finally today, the story of a singer named Siri Shanti. She grew up in one of the poorest provinces in Cambodia, and she left home when she was 18 to try to make a better living in Cambodia's capital, Phnom Penh. Reporter Shuka Kalantare tells us how Shanti went from working in the rice fields to becoming a singer in an international Khmer psychedelic rock band.
Like a lot of little kids, Siri Shanti's 7-year-old son Makara likes imitating his mom.
When I play concert, my son, he dancing and he sing.
But not everyone's mother is the singer for a psychedelic rock band.
When I say, he say, Som salang, mom.
Shanti moved to Phnom Penh, Cambodia's capital, so she could support her family back home in Prey Veng, a rural province in northern Cambodia.
When I come to Phnom Penh, I work clean house 1 month, $7.50
a month wasn't enough to make ends meet. So when her roommate told her she could make a lot more money as a massage therapist, she jumped at the opportunity. But when Shanti meant to meet her prospective employer, she immediately realized she had been tricked. Two men locked her in a room, tied her to a bed with electrical wires, and told her she was now their sex worker.
He said, "You stay here. You never go out." I said, "What happened to me now?"
A few hours later, a woman in the building heard Shanti's cries for help and came to her rescue. She cut off the electrical wires around Shanti's wrists with a knife.
She said, "Where you go now?" I said, "I don't know." He said, "You go away, not come back." But she give money at $2.50, enough money for me, can go back in my village.
But instead of going back to her village, Shanti stayed in Phnom Penh and got another job at a construction company. When a coworker heard her singing to herself one day, he suggested another way to make some extra cash, singing at karaoke bars. So Shanti started singing Khmer versions of Western rock songs from the 60s and 70s at various karaoke bars. Bands like Jimi Hendrix, The Yardbirds, and Nancy Sinatra. Shanti was working at one of these karaoke bars when she met Julian Poulsen, a musician from Tasmania. Poulsen played Shanti psychedelic rock songs from famous Cambodian singers from the 60s and 70s, like Pan Ron and Ras Suraisuti, Khmer musicians who were influenced by Western music introduced by GIs during the Vietnam War.
She was very, very surprised that she had met a foreigner, a Barang, who had all this stuff. She's, she's very excited.
Soon after, they decided to put a show together in Phnom Penh, and the Cambodian Space Project formed. That was in 2009.
Our first release was a vinyl called Kinyomun Sotchite. It means I'm unsatisfied.
The album is a homage to the many Cambodian rock singers who were murdered when the Khmer Rouge took control of Cambodia in 1975. Poulsen says even today, Cambodia is still trying to recover the art and culture it lost.
To find a singer like Shanti is like, discovering a young Etta James or a Nina Simone, She's the barefoot Cambodian diva of the rice fields.
Cambodian Space Project's newest album includes famous songs from Cambodian singers who were killed by the Khmer Rouge in the 70s. It also has two songs written by Shanti about her own struggles to make it in Phnom Penh.
I never go to school. It's not easy for me to write song. I go outside Cambodia, not easy for me sometimes.
That includes the title track, Not Easy Rock and Roll. In the past 5 years, Cambodian Space Project has toured throughout Europe, Southeast Asia, and even South by Southwest in Austin. When the band goes back to Cambodia in between tours, Siri Shanti becomes a bit of a celebrity, especially to young women like herself, who moved to the big city in order to make a living beyond the rice fields. For The World, I'm Shuka Kalantari. Phnom Penh, Cambodia.
What a remarkable story. Suri Chanti sings a song that was such a hit with her son, I Am 16. The video's at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow.